It's our pleasure today to welcome two very talented musicians. They happen to also be sisters. They are from Point Breeze, a neighborhood in the Pittsburgh area. If you're unfamiliar with the particular neighborhood, it's just east of Pittsburgh. And they'll be doing a total of five pieces. And we'll talk with each of them as we move throughout this half hour. They are Lynn Urbina on piano and Sister Molly Urbino playing violin. Lynn is going to get us started with Spanish Dance. Bravo. Well done. Move a little closer here. And Lynn, tell me a little bit about yourself. How long have you been playing piano?
I've been playing piano for 3 years now. And
wow.
I really enjoy it. I used to hate it, but now I love it. So,
so you started, I guess, when you were about 10. And what did you hate about it when you started?
Practicing.
Yeah, I could imagine.
Yeah, practicing the piece over and over, and you need to start with classical. So you're just sitting there waiting for the new pieces, the more popular pieces to come in, but you're just doing classical, and then when you're younger, it gets boring. So,
well, when did you turn the corner, do you think?
When my father and my great-aunt purchased my piano, I was playing on a keyboard, and when the piano came, everything changed. So,
is that right?
Mm-hmm.
How so?
I guess it's just more fun playing on a piano. You would think a keyboard, oh, it has all the sounds and everything. But it just feels so much more comfortable when you're going to practice, you know, when you're going to your lessons. And then, like, your teacher has a piano, so when you have a piano, you feel more comfortable playing for her or him.
That's interesting. So that had to be a pretty dramatic change. Now, you're both homeschooled, I think. Do you get a chance to play with any ensembles or other kids?
We do play duets a long time ago when we were both around beginner's level, and we do recitals with our teacher, so that's when we can see other kids perform, but we usually don't do that much. I mean, we have friends coming over playing on their instruments, and, you know, we just try to make mishmash together.
And before I forget, you might want to acknowledge your teacher, and there might be other people you would like to say hello to. Feel free.
I like to thank my teacher, Miss Nazem. She is the best teacher in the world. And also my sister, my family, you know, everybody who's just kept me going.
Terrific. And we'll talk a little bit more in a second. And we'll talk with Molly as well. But first, Molly will begin sharing her violin with you. And I think you're going to begin with the third movement of Concerto in B minor.
Allegro moderato.
And here is Molly Urbina.
Thank you.
Wow, that was beautifully done. That's Molly Urbino, Urbina, who is the youngest, a younger sister of Lynn. Do you have any other brothers or sisters, Molly?
No.
It's just the two of you. Now, when did you start playing violin?
I started violin? 3 years ago, and I used to play in kindergarten, but then I stopped.
So both of you started about 3 years ago, and was it tough for you at the beginning, as Lynn said? Or
yeah, it was tougher at first, and then I didn't like it. And then, well, I didn't like it because I had to practice so much, and it was getting, like, after a few pieces, it'd get boring, so then I stopped playing, like, wanting to practice. And then after I got better strings and the better bow and stuff like that, I liked it a lot more.
That's interesting because they say you need a lot of people when they begin musical instruments or when they have their kids do it, start with sort of mediocre instruments. And you really need a decent instrument to start with, maybe not the best of the best, but at least a good instrument to start with. And then as you move up and keep playing a better instrument, you enjoy it a little bit more. Not mm-hmm. to say that you'll be that it's all based on the instrument, but it sounds like that happened with you. Do you want to acknowledge any instructors or friends or
my,
people?
My teacher, she is Miss Eileen Nazem, and she's the best teacher in the world, like my sister said. She plays a violin and piano, and my friends and family.
Excellent. And what do you like to do beyond music?
I like to draw optical illusions, Celtic knots, and manga characters.
Interesting. Have you created any books? Or
no.
Very good. And how did you get your love of optical illusions?
I took a class on it.
Excellent. Where did you take it?
I took it in the community for homeschoolers in Powell's.
Uh-huh.
And right near the Edgewood Town Center.
How do you I've never heard anybody talk before about creating optical illusions. Are there some common tips or principles of doing that?
Not really, but you have to have straight rulers if you try to make a square or something, unless it won't really work.
I see. Very good. Now, and we'll hear another song from Molly in just a minute. Lynn, I wanted to turn to you. What else do you like to do beyond music?
I'm more the active person. I do soccer, swimming. I also dance. I just do a lot of more of the outdoorsy things. You know, I like to walk around the block. So
after school or at some time of the day, we might find Molly sitting and drawing or doing some art-related things. I'm sure you're
Lynn
active, too.
And I both like, we both like the optical illusions. We do a lot of the sports. We just got a trampoline, so
cool.
It's very fun.
Well, excellent. Well, let's hear again from Lynn. And I think, is Clocks the next piece you're doing?
It's by Coldplay, so if you're a Coldplay fan, you're in for a treat.
Well, here comes Lynn Urbina, and you can hear what she's done with Coldplay's Clocks.
Thank you.
That's the music from Coldplay, Lynn Urbina, and that was beautifully done. It's 24 minutes now after 10 o'clock. If you're just tuning in, we have two talented sisters here today, the Urbina sisters, Lynn and Molly, and they're switching off here. We have one more to come from Lynn, which is an interesting transposition she's done, I believe. We'll talk more about that when she plays. We also have one more from Molly. And before we play that, I want to thank you for being here, Molly. You've done really a terrific job playing. Have you thought about your future at all and what you might want to do after you graduate? At 12, you've got plenty of time to think, but I'm just curious.
Not really.
Not yet.
I like to bake.
You do? You didn't bring that up.
All her desserts are so good.
Do you have a specialty, something you really like?
My great aunt, she used to like to bake with us until she got a little older.
Uh-huh.
And so I like to bake her chocolate chip cookies.
Oh, excellent. I'm sure you'll consider bringing those the next time you come and visit. Well, Molly is going to finish. This is a folk song called The Devil's Dream. Thanks for being here. Done. That's nice. Where did you learn that, or did you find the music for it?
My teacher, she gives me books like the Suzuki number 3.
Uh-huh.
And also, she gives me lots of folk pieces because I really like the fast ones. And in all my things, like the pottery class, I always go too fast.
Uh-huh.
I can never slow down.
It's interesting. Have you ever thought of playing bluegrass fiddle or just exploring that style?
I like the faster songs, so my teacher really finds that for me.
That's great. Well, thank you again for being here. And Lynn's got another number. And Lynn, tell us a little bit about what you're going to play here.
This all started when my friend got really obsessed with this one song that was by a Swedish group, and it was Chipmunked. So it actually doesn't sound like Chipmunks. Like, you can listen to it all day and not get tired of the voices. And so she's like, you should play this on piano. So I'm like, sure, why not? So I, like, went downstairs with my laptop and everything, listened to this song a bunch of times, went online, seen other people play it on the piano, then figured it out myself. And it took maybe 3 hours to get a 3-minute song done, but I love it. My friend loves it. We all just, when I start playing it, all of our friends go crazy, and they all start dancing and, you know, everything. It's really fun to watch.
Well, and before you play it, I'll ask you the same question I'd ask Molly. Have you thought about what you might want to do for a living? Or
not really. I'm just waiting for the thing to come to me. I'm not really sure because there's just a lot of things I like to do. So right now it's like, can an idea just hit my head and so I can go with it? Yeah. So
There's plenty of time for that to happen. Thank you for being here today. And this is called Carmel Dancing. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And here is Lynn Urbina. Thank you. again to both Lynn and Molly Urbina from Point Breeze, playing on the Saturday Light Brigade.